Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, it's Stephen
Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Here's the thing, a little preamble here. The big story that just came out this afternoon is about Facebook. But before I talk about Facebook, full disclosure, I've never had a Facebook page. I don't do Facebook. I don't understand Facebook. I only go there when someone posts a link that takes me to a screen that says, to view this link, you have to join Facebook. I will never do that, so I don't do that. But even I know that this is big news because Facebook is changing its name to Meta. That's right. Meta, as in your Aunt Gloria saying, I met a guy on Facebook who says the vaccine makes his balls magnetic. Now, a long, true story, by the way. That happened to a guy I know, yeah. He's a human compass now. Never gets lost. Along with the new name, they have a new logo. Here it is. And of course, since this is the internet, in less than 1 minute, somebody drew a penis on it. That's not us. We didn't do that. That's news. That's news.
That's original.
Are they gonna blur that? Are they gonna? Why? It's just the Blue Origin rocket. And of course, then they put a dick next to it. The name.
Hey.
The name is meant to reflect the company's new focus on its new online digital realm known as the metaverse. Great. So we've reached the part of the movie where the corporation creates their own virtual world, okay? What do you say we skip the whole robot uprising to harvest our organs and just jump straight into the Thunderdome? Because that's a future I can live with. The company says the name Facebook is not going away. But from now on, we're going to be metaverse first, not Facebook first. But don't you worry. The self-esteem of teenage girls will always be last. The announcement came in a video by Facebook's chief humanoid simulation, Mark Zuckerberg, who addressed some of the recent controversy the company's gone through.
With all the scrutiny and public debate, some of you might be wondering why we're doing this right now. The answer is that I believe that we're put on this earth to create. I believe that technology can make our lives better. We live for what we're building. And while we make mistakes, we keep learning and building and moving forward.
And we will keep building and moving and making bigger and better mistakes. There's no point in looking back at what anyone did or said or covered up or shredded or dumped into the river. River what river? Building and learning. Zuck described the company's new project.
When you're in a meeting in the metaverse, it'll feel like you're right in the room together, making eye contact, having a shared sense of space, and not just looking at a grid of faces.
And I enjoy making eye contact because it is something that we as humans do in order to feel connections on an emotional level, a level I definitely have. Then Zuck Markerberg showed off everything that could possibly be in a metaverse.
It has an incredibly inspiring view of whatever you find most beautiful.
Hey, are you coming?
Yeah, just gotta find something to wear. All right, perfect.
So, you had the option of being anything in the world, and you chose to look like Mark Zuckerberg wearing exactly what you're already wearing. That's like finding a genie and wishing you hadn't. Zuck also took some time to have fun with the staff.
You know, Boz, I always really wanted a forest in my living room.
Did you?
Not really.
Great one, Mr. Zuckerberg. I hope you remember these good times when you choose which employees to hunt for sport. But best part about the whole video, without a doubt, was a friendly face I spotted halfway through.
Imagine your best friend is at a concert somewhere across the world. What if you could be there with her?
I'm on stage with John, and am I in the metaverse every night? Wait, let me change into black pants and a t-shirt. Damn it. Speaking of theoretical fantasy worlds where things might happen, Congress. Today, after months of tense negotiations, the White House unveiled its new $1.75 trillion package to overhaul the country's health care, education, climate, and tax laws. Not to mention, it's going to improve mental health, too, specifically mine, because I don't want to talk about this bullshit anymore. Do it or don't do it! I'm out! At $1.75 trillion, it's half the size of Biden's original plan, but it is still one of the largest, most progressive pieces of legislation in my lifetime. As White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain explained, it's twice as big in real dollars as the New Deal was. Suck it, FDR. Suck it. Suck it through a long cigarette holder. The plan features subsidies for childcare and universal preschool for more than 6 million 3- and 4-year-olds. Okay? To which parents everywhere replied, what about 2-year-olds who could pass for a 3-year-old? Please, I can't watch any more Peppa Pig. My toddler has adopted an English accent and won't let me eat bacon. The largest single item in the bill, and the most important thing in it, is that Congress is finally taking a big swing at global warming. As Joe Biden... Don't do that. Don't do that. Nothing else matters. As President Biden explained...
This framework also makes the most significant investment to deal with the climate crisis ever happened. Beyond any other advanced nation in the world, over 1 billion metric tons of emission reductions, at least 10 times bigger on climate than any bill that has ever passed before, and enough to position us for a 50 to 52% emission reductions by the year 2030.
Yes, Biden. This is so important. This is so important. Biden is trying to protect the planet, not just for his children, but for his children's children, who I believe are 45 years old. Now, then again...
Man, come on.
Then again, some big parts of the Build Back Better agenda have been cut back worser. For instance, the plan no longer promises free community college or paid family leave. But don't worry, moms. You don't have to go to work while you're in labor. Just Zoom from the birthing room. Ginny, is there any way your doula could mute you during contractions? The Build Back Better bill wasn't the only big priority on Capitol Hill. There was also the Congressional Halloween Dog Parade that was described as bipartisan. No, no, bad lawmakers, bad. Off, off. No silly puns until you fetch me my infrastructure. Leave it, leave it, leave it. Dogs weren't the only ones in Congress playing dress-up. So did Utah Senator and man starting to realize what that bookshop means by adult, Mitt Romney. This morning, Romney posted a video of his new Halloween costume, Ted Lasso, with the caption, "If you believe in yourself and have clear eyes and full hearts, you can't lose. Unless you're running against Barack Obama, then you get absolutely spanked." Now, it's a long time ago.
Hey.
It was 9 years ago.
But still.
Now, fans of television might realize that Romney's actually paraphrasing a quote from Coach Taylor on Friday Night Lights. Reminds me of the time Romney dressed up as Luke Skywalker tweeting, "You're a wizard, Henry." Oh, there's some good news on the pandemic front. Researchers have discovered that a cheap antidepressant lowers the risk of COVID hospitalization. It's the drug fluvoxamine, sold under the brand name Luvox. Not to be confused with the Paul Bunyan-themed porno, Lovox. And a... Really? Some people have seen it. Some people have seen it. Mm-hmm. On your hotel bill, it just says entertainment partners. A 10-day course of fluvoxamine costs only $4, but sales haven't really spiked like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. As one expert explained, it hasn't really gotten any cult following. Because it actually works. If they want to sell this one to the anti-vax crowd, they have to rename it Dr. Horsey's Microchip-Resistant Ball-Shrinking Anti-5G Suppositories. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, meanwhile.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
John, you know, this show is a pleasure and a privilege to do.
Absolutely.
You know, it's always
absolutely
wonderful. Love sharing the stage with y'all. Love being with these people every night. But when it comes to the guests, I love a mix of old friends and new friends. Because we got our old friend John Leguizamo is here tonight.
Yeah.
A treasure. Really a treasure of the New York community. And we have Thomasin McKenzie. Mm-hmm. If you saw Jojo Rabbit, she was one of the stars of Jojo Rabbit. She was the young girl in Jojo. And she now stars in the new Edgar Wright movie, along with Anya Taylor-Joy, Last Night in Soho, which I can't wait to see. She's here tonight as well.
Man.
So,
I'll bring it on.
You know, just another Thursday night, man.
Yeah, we here.
Folks, I spent a lot of time right over there selecting the finest grains of news, hand-sifting through barrels of steel-cut joke oats, selecting the ripest seasonal story berries and home-fermenting macrobiotic almond milk into the upscale organic yogurt to lovingly fold together the buzzworthy breakfast parfait that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, Sometimes I sweat myself awake in the middle of the night, creep out to an abandoned schoolyard, scrape a bunch of spilled Cheerios and discarded Go-Gurt wrappers into a big gulp travel mug I won in the great trucker drifter wars of 2019, add some fermented crap apples from behind the swing set, and chug back the fetid prison porridge of news that is my segment. Meanwhile, it's a transformative experience, is what it is. You're different afterwards. Meanwhile, Squid Game is now the most popular show in Netflix history, which is why this video of LeBron James slagging the show's ending with teammate Anthony Davis went viral.
Yep, I did finish. You finished? You watched it?
Yes.
You done?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending. Like, what are you doing?
I know, right? I was so shocked when they lay out all those cephalopods and you have to guess which is an octopus and which is a squid. I have not seen the show. It sounds disturbing. Well, Squid Game creator Hwang Dong-hyuk has asked this week what he thought of LeBron's criticism, to which he responded, "Have you seen Space Jam 2?
John Lampert.
Yeah, 911, I'd like to report a murder. LeBron James. LeBron James, yes. LeBron, yeah, that LeBron James. The murder weapon, his own creative choices. You don't often see a man that tall getting dunked on that hard. Meanwhile, a company called Jetson quietly dropped this promotional video last week. My Visa card number is 3566-7865-2771, expiration 924. Take a screen grab and charge me anything. Just give me one. I commute in New York City. I spent half of my kids' childhood in the Lincoln Tunnel. Of course, there's a little sticker shock. This sucker comes in at a hefty $92,000. Security code is 179. 179. Meanwhile, earlier this week, traffic on a stretch of California highway was slowed due to hundreds of rolls of toilet paper in the roadway. Either a huge accident or a public service to everyone stuck in traffic all day. Meanwhile, in adorable local news, three Florida sisters have the same birthday in different years. And they were all born on August 25th. Let's see here. If I'm not mistaken, August 25th. Okay, there's... That's 9 months after Thanksgiving. So we know some folks like to spend Thanksgiving stuffing more than just the turkey. But that's not right. That's not right. That's not right. I shouldn't tell that joke. I'm sorry. But then again, who can have sex on Thanksgiving? Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Oh. Oh. It's 4 p.m. It's 4 p.m. I've eaten 6 helpings and 5 of them were gravy. I've never looked or felt worse. Let's do this thing. Is there any way we can both be lying down for this?
Coming up, John Leguizamo.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Everybody's excited to see John Leguizamo. As I was saying before, when I was talking with John,
it's him.
When I was talking to John earlier, as I said, a beloved treasure of the New York art scene, John Leguizamo, and globally, obviously. Wow. But this is where you started.
This is where I started. New York
this
City
is home,
my
man.
Birth, my happening, where I got discovered, everything.
We have a mayoral race that's
coming
being
up.
Decided a week from this just this Tuesday.
That's
this is
right.
It. Do anything you would like to see change in New York going forward with a new mayor, whoever that might be.
Yes, whoever it might
be. Who might be, any changes you want to make from, New York as we know it.
Yeah,
the Bronx is up and the battery's down.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, pitch it, baby, pitch it. There's a lot of stuff going on in New York that's a little funky. Like those e-bikes. Those electric bikes are crazy.
Sure.
I mean, right? They're going 30 miles, 40 miles the wrong way on a sidewalk looking apologetic with plastic bags everywhere. That's not cool.
Wow. But isn't that already against the law?
But nobody's stopping them.
Oh, okay.
And then...
So citizens arrest or just tasers?
I want to do citizens arrest. I want to get a costume with a New York NY and stop people from honking, stop people from speeding, going mm-hmm. through red lights,
mm-hmm.
all that. I'm going to take care of all that. I'm going to fix it for you.
All right. Good.
No, but we got to vote. Vote early. Vote Eric Adams or whoever you want. Or Eric Adams.
All right.
No, whoever you want, Eric
okay.
Adams. I don't care, Eric Adams.
Though nationally, obviously, since the last time you and I spoke, we have a new presidential administration.
Yes, we do.
And that has lowered... For some of the country, that's lowered sort of the temperature. Not everywhere, but for some parts of the country, it's lowered the temperature. Do you still feel yourself getting... really worked up about national politics?
I was
Congress,
really
like,
relaxed.
Yeah.
I was really like feeling comfortable and now we saved democracy. The country's going to be saved. And all of a sudden now I'm back in a panic state. I don't know why. I mean, this filibuster is killing me. I want to
filibuster
it.
Is kind of a crazy thing. It's not in the Constitution.
No, it's not in the Constitution. It was used only in the 60s, basically, to mm-hmm. get rid of all civil rights movements and
it was
and
used
laws.
As a resistance tool, like Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it might bite us in the ass when they win the House and the Senate, if they do.
Mm-hmm.
But F that. Because if we don't do anything now, we're not going to do anything.
But you still got to get Manchin and Sinema, even if you actually get rid of the
those
filibuster.
Those dinos. They're dinos. Democrats in name only.
Okay.
I just coined that phrase. It's mine.
Trademark. You're going to make some coin off of that now.
I want some of that bit. Come on.
You've also just written a new... let me get the art card first, because that's the good way to show up. You've got a new comic book here. Is this a series?
Yes, sir.
A series. Okay. It's called... Am I saying this right? Is it... Phenom X,
because
Phenom X.
They're all like phenomenal people that grew up in the hood.
Okay, now can you zoom in? Jimmy, can you zoom in a little bit? I just want to point out that what is this character's name?
His name is Max Gomez.
He looks a lot like John Leguizamo. That is suspiciously like John. Get it in there. Get it in there one more time. There you go. Okay, now zoom over to him. Get over to John. There you go. Now,
I know I'm vain. I'm egotistical.
Do you look this good in a cat suit? Is what I want.
Hell no. I mean, I told him put steroids on him, make me younger, make me hotter, and they did.
So, who is what is Max short for? Maximum Gomez.
Maximus, yeah.
Maximus Gomez. What are his superpowers?
Well, I mean, Latin people, we're the largest ethnic group in America. We've been here forever. We have. Thank you. We have no superhero. How is that? We have real superheroes.
There is no Latino, Latinx.
Maybe. Who in the Justice League? Who in the DC comic world, in the Marvel world? But look, we got half the Mets are Latinx. Look, they're superheroes. Half the Braves are Latinx. Half the Astros are Latinx. The guy who won the Tour de France 2 years ago, the Latin guy who won the Italian Tour, AOC. See what I mean? We got half the MMA are Latinx. We got real life superheroes.
I think AOC's superpower is upsetting Tucker Carlson.
He's the villain. Yeah, that's for sure. I'm glad.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a superfan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
John.
Yes, sir.
You are an extremely talented artist and very recognized as such. If you were a superhero, what are your superpowers?
My superpowers. Was
not this character, not Max Gomez.
No, yeah.
What are your superpowers?
Well, my superpower is when my wife is pissed at me, I know how to avoid her.
Wow, you just phase out.
I've got a big house with five floors, so I know how to run from one floor to the next before she finds me.
And what are the warning signs?
The warning signs is, John, what the hell? And I like, God.
Just melt into the floorboards.
Hide into the basement, then run upstairs. When she runs to find me in the basement, I run in the back into the yard, up to the first floor.
Okay, what is your kryptonite? What is the thing that can shut you down?
Oh wow, singing. And I wrote
a musical.
I'm quite
surprised.
And I wrote a musical.
And you can't sing.
And I can't sing, but it comes out at Hartford Stage in April, and I apologize now when you go see it for my singing. Because I got a great voice. I really have a great voice.
Yes.
I just can't follow a melody or hear a pitch, but it's an incredible
voice. But other than that...
It's amazing.
You're Pavarotti.
Oh, basically.
You're singing in the musical?
Well, I don't know if I would call it singing.
You're making noises with your mouth accompanied by instruments in the musical.
That's what the critics will say. Yeah, Kiss My Aztec.
What is the name of the musical?
Kiss My Aztec.
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't asking.
I don't know.
I wasn't asking for anything from you.
But you're not a singer, but the word is that you're a good dancer.
Oh, I can dance. Yeah, I can move. I need to move. Yeah, we started flipping.
Did you train at all?
No, I didn't train, but I went to all the clubs and everything, and you know.
That's training in and of itself.
Basically, I think you're right.
What's your move? Like, what's your signature move?
Well, now that I'm older, you always get like an older move, like when you get older, because you can't do the crazy moves. So now it's more like.
That's a pretty crazy move.
That's not that crazy. It just keeps me in the pocket and keeps me groovy and young. Yeah.
Are you a car dancer?
My best dancing is seat dancing. I love seat dancing. Like
I'm on the
wheel, and then all of a sudden I hear something on Rock the Bells, and you know, like
Jim, I want to see this. Can we test this out?
All right, guys, see what do you
Jim,
got?
Drop, give me some classic hip hop. Give me.
This beat is exciting.
Oh.
I think it's very bad.
Oh. Get that wheel. Come on.
Here we go.
Come on. Now you go.
I want to point out that you were car dancing and your hands were not on the wheel for any of that. You're a menace.
I'm usually parked.
Okay, you didn't say that. I pictured you going down the LIE like at 70 miles an hour.
You want to do a citizen's arrest now? Okay.
That's not my superpower.
Okay, what is your superpower?
What's my superpower? Yeah. Cutting to commercial. John Leguizamo.
After the break, Thomasin McKenzie.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
I understand this is your first American talk show.
It is. I think first talk show full stop.
Oh. Yeah. Well, honored to have you here. I love the outfit you chose for it. I love houndstooth. That's fantastic.
Thank you. This is not, I'm not naturally a very stylish person, so this is all up to my stylist, Thomas.
Oh, how nice. Well done, Thomas.
Yeah.
Now, you hail from Wellington, New Zealand.
Yes.
Which is a town I just love and a country I just adore.
Thank you. I would like to say, I heard that you'd come to Wellington, New Zealand. That is where I'm from. That's where I was born. And I'm unbelievably offended that you didn't come say hi to me.
Sorry. Well, do you know Britt McKenzie and Lucy Lawless?
I don't know them personally, but my parents directed a film called The Changeover that Lucy Lawless was in.
All right, because I hung out with them. So if they had told me about you, we definitely would have come by. Yeah, you have to talk to them. Matter of fact, when I was there, they tried to help me get into the real spirit of New Zealand, since I admire your country so much, and they helped me pick out this outfit. Do you think I nailed the New Zealand look in your professional opinion? Sort of like Sam Neill, but also very old.
This is the first time we've met, so I don't want to offend you. I don't want to get off on a rocky start.
Then I might stop right there.
But I will be honest, I think everything up until there works. So I don't understand the tie. And I don't understand the hat. That's more Australian than New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bought all of this in Wellington. That's all I'm going to say. I bought everything in one store.
I think someone might have been messing with
you. They've been messing with you? Well, I'm surprised because when you leave New Zealand, and I don't know how much time you spend outside of your home country, I know that New Zealanders are the most traveled people in the world, right? Like, a third of y'all are always traveling at some point, right? That's what I understand. You guys use your passports more than anybody else.
Wow.
I don't know why, because I wouldn't want to leave New Zealand.
Yeah, I never usually want to leave New Zealand either until I get overseas and I see people that I love again.
When you go back, do you realize, like, what a special place that you're from?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. I think, actually, what that interview that you did, or that day that you had with Lucy Lawless and Britt McKenzie, and I remember you were on the crocodile bike on the harbour, and there was a lady that you guys came across who just, like, was not interested at all, despite the fact that she had some of, like, the most incredibly famous people, you know, riding a crocodile bike alongside her. She just did not care.
Like, was... No.
That's very New Zealand.
I actually said, it's Lucy Lawless and Britt McKenzie. And she goes, I know. But the thing is, it wasn't rude. It was like the New Zealanders, Kiwis, are some of the nicest people I've ever met anywhere in the world. Yeah. Why do you think you're so damn nice?
I don't know. I think it's just very grounded in New Zealand, and you don't really get a chance to become too big for your boots. There's something called tall poppy syndrome. So, like,
tall poppy?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Where, like, you just, I don't know, people in New Zealand don't tolerate people being ass. Basically, I think. Am I allowed to say that?
No, you can definitely say it. Okay. We'll have to bleep it, but it's an excellent rule. It's an excellent rule. Now, the new movie, Last Night in Soho, it's a psychological horror. Do you like horror films?
I don't usually gravitate towards horror films.
What was it like to make one, if you don't like...
Yeah, I think, you know, it's pretty similar to being on a normal set. It definitely helps that I don't get scared watching Last Night in Soho because I know every single thing that happens. I was there throughout the whole shoot and nearly every single shot, so, like, there was no way that I was going to be getting any jump scares. But, yeah, I think just... I don't know, for me it was just very similar to being on any set, a comedy or a drama. I think on horrors people tend to want to balance out the terror with joy and with laughter, so it was lots of fun.
Now, the director, Edgar Wright, gave you a list of 50 films that he
yes.
wanted you to watch before you actually did his movie.
Yeah.
Did you watch all 50 films?
I watched 49 out of 50. There was, wow. Suspiria was one of them, and I was not about to go there.
The original, the one from the 70s?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Growing up in New Zealand, were you exposed to a lot of American culture? Did you like watch American TV?
Yeah.
What did you like? What was big over there? Because I imagine it can't be everything that we have here.
I think like when I was growing up, that was kind of the start of like when YouTube was becoming really popular.
Okay.
So like, you know, makeup tutorials and Days in My Life and all of that kind of stuff. And I'd see everyone going to Bath and Body Works and Target and that kind of thing. So that's kind of what I associate with
America. So Target was very exotic for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I think because with TikTok and everything, like that stuff is becoming, I don't know, like my little sister, she's 14 and she's TikTok obsessed. So she has a great understanding of, you know, that like the kind of Target and Bath and Body Works and stuff. And when she found out that I would be coming to America, she didn't say, oh, I'm gonna miss you or like anything like that. She said, okay, can you go to Target for me? And can you get da 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 da?
Yeah. Like, have you been to Target yet?
No, it's not my place.
It's not your place to go? You don't think it's the place for you, Target?
It's just not an environment in which I would feel comfortable, I don't think.
Because there are too many options or it's too big of a...
I get overwhelmed very easily. Even going to the supermarket, I'm like, it's too much. So I think Target would just be a little bit too far.
Okay. What can you get there that you can't get here that you miss when you're here?
My family.
That is an excellent answer.
This has been the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Watch the Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.